There is no dirty little secret today. The Royals and the Chiefs play tonight. Monday Night Football in Kansas City. Royals in New York City. I am jacked.
You going to make it to 6:38 tonight? You're going to have to take a nap after the show today.
No nap. I'm going to go home and mow the lawn.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Got a 2.5 mile run in my mix.
I
got to get some ingredients to make Phillies on the Blackstone.
Oh, nice.
That's the menu item tonight. Phillies on the stone.
You going to do that with a ribeye, or are you going to do it with Steakums?
No, so at Costco, they have this little thing. It's like my buddy Sean introduced it to me, but it's these three little packages that have like, did you ever go to Pepper Jack's Grill?
Yeah, years ago, yeah.
But like how they do the meat, that's how it comes frozen at Costco. There's like 9 of them. There's 3 different individual packages, I guess 3 packs of them. You put those on there, 60 seconds, you flip it, 60 seconds, you throw the seasoning package on there, chop it all up, mix the onions and peppers together.
Oh, it's like a kit.
No. So the meat just comes by itself.
Okay.
And then I go get the pepper and the onion.
Gotcha.
Always Vidalia onion.
Oh, Vidalia's best. It's and sweet. Then, it's lovely.
Put those on first, little oil down, a little butter, salt, pepper, let those all kind of caramelize together, mix them together, chop up the meat, then throw the provolone on top, kind of mix that all together, layer on the bun, nacho cheese. How you doing?
There you go. That's a good cheesesteak, man. Yeah. Had one over at Grinders the other day. It was fantastic. They did a great job with cheesesteaks and soft pretzels. Oh, my God. So
I love Grinders.
Grinders is fantastic.
Was there a concert that night or just
area? It's the one over in
OP?
Lenexa. Yeah, 103rd and Flum. No concert, but packed as always. And just met a listener of ours and bought us some Fireball shots. And so I turned around and picked up his tab, too. So it was nice. We had a good night. Jen and I had a couple of shots and went to a soccer game. It was beautiful Friday night.
Vince Young picking up people's tabs. At a restaurant. Remember him when the Tennessee Titans drafted him? Thought he was going to be the change of that franchise? That didn't work out so
His
well.
Highlight, well, he was peaked in college guy.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like this has got Bob Fesco written all over it.
All right.
This next topic. Because you said the Yankees are the Chiefs
and
the Chiefs are the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. They're the two most important teams in their respective leagues right now. The Kansas City Chiefs are obviously the most important and the marquee team in the NFL right now. You know, with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Andy Reid, the winning, the three-peating, like they are the darlings of the NFL. They are the most powerful, most important, most popular team right now. In the NFL, you can say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs went 4 of the top 5 TV games already this year. So the Chiefs are that team.
Tonight, they have all 5.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the dynamic tonight because I don't know if New Orleans brings a lot to the party. And with the Royals playing, there may be split allegiances. I am really interested to see the ratings of this game tonight. Games, I should say, tonight. And the Yankees are the bell cow of Major League Baseball, as we know. And that means when it comes down to crunch time and the referees / umpires have an opportunity to affect the game, chances are they're going to side, if there's something close, with the Yankees or the Chiefs. That's just the way it goes because sports is a business. And when I talk about the script of this thing, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You had an opportunity on Saturday night to reverse a call. They didn't reverse that call. I don't know what their reasoning was for not reversing that call. I kind of have an idea what their reasoning was. Dollar signs. Mark Mangino said it 15 years ago now, 20 years ago, probably now, when they lost that game to Texas. Dollar signs. That's what this is about. Dollar signs. Did it benefit the Big 12 to have Texas win a game or Kansas to win a game? Well, Texas, that's your prize cow, if you will, right? Because they're a Longhorn. That's where the Yankees are right now. Where does it benefit Major League Baseball most? To have the Yankees win. What benefits the NFL most? Having the Chiefs win football games because of the interest level there. The Yankees are the cash cow of baseball. Chiefs are the cash cow of the NFL. And this dollar sign thing has been going on since Mangino talked about it in like 05, I guess now. I mean, we're talking about 20 years ago now when Mark Mangino had that famous line. So this is what sports is about. And that's why you can't let those calls impact the game. You have to find a way to take control of the game yourself. And that's where I look at Bobby, I look at Vinny, and I look at Salvi. And I go, 1 for 14? Yeah. Terrible non-reversal of a call at second base. Horrible strike 3 call to Bobby Witt. But 1 for 14 when you're from your 3 big bats in that lineup, it's got to be better than that. Don't let those calls have that impact on your game. Don't let those calls affect the outcome of the game. Control it yourself. Control your own destiny. And the Royals have an opportunity to do that tonight with Cole Reagans. But more importantly, that lineup, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, 1 for 14. Do that again tonight. We're probably talking about an 0-2 deficit.
I mean, I get.
I mean, Yuli Gurriel with three runs and MJ Melendez is great, but your boppers, man, you got to be better than 1 for 14.
No, I mean, trust me. Look, I do know, you know, that it was bad, right? Like they just. And I don't know, man. Bobby Witt Jr. showed some emotion that I'd never seen before.
That was good to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, not a great call, but again, he was 0 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time Bobby Witt Jr.'s been 0 for 5. Like, literally. I don't know if he's
like
ever...
Like, even over the course of, like, three straight games, you know, like...
Like, in general, like, I don't know the last time he's gone 0 for that many, like... If
that's
he's
what had, I'm saying, for that stretch, right?
True.
You know?
Bobby Witt Jr., 0 for 5. Vinny Pasquantino, 0 for 5. Salvador Perez, 1 for 4.
Right.
Like that's like you said that
that right there is the difference in the game.
And I understand that that call was bad. That I'm not.
We know that was bad. But what did you do to help yourself? Right. You know.
And to me, that's why when I take the optimistic view of this game today or tonight, where people say, "Ah, down one on New York." Look, man. Every time New York threw a punch,
the
Royals countered with an even heavier punch.
Yep.
Right. And the way they started that game off, and I even tweeted this, like, I know those first three outs hurt, but they hit those balls hard. And if that's the best the Yankees have to offer, they're in trouble.
Gerrit Cole was not good the other night.
No. And not only that, what the Royals threw, and this isn't a shot at Michael Wacha, but what the Royals threw, that's their least talented pitcher. Tonight, the Yankees get the Royals' best.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you get Cole Reagans. Tonight, you get Big Hog Cole. In New York, who you have not seen all year. Simulators, defibrillators, I don't know what sort of later you're using. You're not going to know what Cole Reagans is doing because you have not seen him this year. And if you do lose, you get Seth Lugo on Wednesday. Like, and the way the Royals lost.
Who are the Yankees rolling out on Wednesday?
Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Is it
probably
Clark Schmidt?
If they lose, I bet it's Cole.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That'd be 4 days rest.
Cole is scheduled to pitch to game 5, I think, for them back in
everybody
New York.
Pitches game 5.
Yeah. But I think he's the scheduled starter if they get back to. It's either going to be Clark Schmidt or.
Who gives a rip?
Somebody else. But, I mean, look, you got to win today. You got to take care of business today. Cole Reagans can pitch his ass off today, right? And do great Cole Reagans things. But if that 1 for 14 spot in the lineup shows up again, you got to find a way to get that better. You do. You just got to find your stars having to be stars. I mean, look at what happened in Philadelphia yesterday. They're moving on because Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos were superstars in that game last night, right? The Padres are moving on because their guys were superstars in that game last night against the Dodgers. They got back, and the Dodgers won on Saturday because Shohei Ohtani was a freaking superstar in that game. Stars have to be stars. Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge kind of canceled each other out, you know, combined 0 for 8 or whatever it was for those
nine.
Two, 0 for 9. For those two guys, like, they kind of canceled each other out. But who's going to be the bigger star? Is Bobby Witt going to be the bigger star and show he's the MVP? Or is Aaron Judge going to be the bigger star and shows that he's... Like, Aaron Judge comes out, you got second and third and nobody out, and Aaron Judge comes to the plate, and I look at my wife, I'm like, I'm not worried about this at all. He's going to strike out. Sure enough, Aaron Judge strikes out. You get out of that inning. Like, you've got to find a way to have your guys be better than the Yankee stars, and it's not that hard to do in the playoffs because Aaron Judge isn't a big-game player.
Mm. Reagans pitched in game three in New York and gave up 2 in the 4-3 loss. Okay. My bad. So Reagans has faced the Yankees.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
My bad.
For game three, the Yankees are deciding between Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil.
Oh, Luis Gil.
Luis Gil?
Yeah, it's a silent G.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, Gil. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't see, look, the Royals countered. They suffered a very brutal call, and they had their two, which I guess is the optimistic take in, their 2 and 3 hitters were combined 0 for 9. They got a call wrong that led to a go-ahead run, and they still lost by 1. It didn't feel like the Yankees outdid it. That felt like a different matchup than the two series the Royals and Yankees played this year.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Playoff baseball, right?
When they played the Yankees in the regular season and they came in and it was like, damn, they only won 2 out of 7. They went 2 and 5 against the Yankees in the regular season. That game felt like both teams matched up equal. And that was Michael Wacha, not Cole Reagans. This is playoff baseball, not you got tomorrow promised.
Right, no, I mean, it is. And I mean, that's the big difference, man. Like, I don't know if you guys are all feeling it and are finally into it, you know? But every pitch matters, man. Every pitch. pitch matters and you're sitting there and your stomach is turning. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine being a participant in one of these games as one of these players. Like, we're sitting here mocking Aaron Judge, but can you imagine what kind of pressure that is? You get that bat in your hand, you're wearing those pinstripes, you know you're no good in the postseason, and that's got to be going through your head, like, just get a hit. Oh, strike three, I'm out.
Well, that's why they get paid.
And thinking about, like, Bobby Witt or Salvador Perez or any of these guys playing in these games, I know what I'm going through as a fan watching every pitch of series. I can't imagine. Like, it's different than the NFL for whatever reason, man. Like, the NFL postseason games don't feel like this. I guess because we have Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But, like, these playoff games so far, not just the Royals, just about all of them so far, have been just compelling theater, have been just great sporting events to watch. And you're sitting on the edge of your seat for every one of these games. It's been crazy, except for the one last night where it was 10-2. But, I mean, you got bottles being thrown, guys taking balls out of the crowd and robbing home runs. And, I mean, it's wild right now in this postseason. This has been a great postseason so far. I just wish we get a win tonight. Hope we get a win tonight. Get a win tonight, man. Everything gonna be great. Come back to Kansas City with home field advantage. Let's go.
Shout out to the statistician listening to the show. Bobby Witt Jr.'s last 0 for 5 was June 18th.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So
cool.
Thank you. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Murray. On the other side, we will get into a little bit more conversation about the Chiefs. Plus, we'll be joined by the middle linebacker of the franchise in the past. Derek Johnson joins the show. Coming up on the other side, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Our statistician on the text line is back. His only other 0 for 5 was May 12th, referencing Bobby Witt Jr. Wow. going 0 for 5. So three games this year, Bobby was 0 for 5.
Odds of it happening again are not real good.
Not until next season.
Four. Like, what about 0 for 4? Has he ever done
I'm
that?
Sure he can do that. I'm sure. He's on it.
Got to play big, and I think he will. I think he's hearing us right now, and he understands that, you know, it's up to him. It's up to him. Your stars got to be stars. I'm going to continue to say that. You win these playoff games, right? Look at the Chiefs. Every playoff game that they win, who stars? It's Mahomes. It's Kelsey. It's Chris Jones. It was Tyreek Hill back in the day. You know, like, your stars have to be big. And the Yankees stars, I mean, I guess, you know, you could say Soto was pretty big the other night. He had a nice night for him, but you know, Aaron Judge wasn't a star. Bobby Witt wasn't a star. Vinny wasn't a star. Salvi wasn't a star. Who wants to be great? And we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah. It's I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I am too. I'm ready for the game right now. Like,
I'm kind of happy there's a 3 o'clock game today. Because, I mean, obviously we're fortunate enough to be off in time. Now we both have some things we have to do today before we get into that.
I mean, from the time we leave here at 9:58 today, Dusty, because we are leaving at 9:58 today, okay. I'm stacked for the entire day. And I purposely did that. I'm having lunch with a friend of mine today. He goes, today a good day. I understand if you want to change. I'm like, no, today is actually the perfect day.
Yeah, I need something
to get you through the day, right? So I hope everybody, if you're not out tailgating already, are there people already out there tailgating at Arrowhead? Have we seen people lined up getting ready to go into the game and tailgate?
So.
I'd imagine there's some people out there. Like, if you're not going to be tailgating today out at Arrowhead, like, what is your way to kill the day? Because that's essentially, you know, what we're all doing today. Try to get a good workout in, grab some lunch, get the kids, run around, do whatever it is. And then by the time 6:38 goes, you know, it's time for baseball. It's time to watch the Royals. It's time to cheer on the boys in blue. And I hope, honestly, by the time that the Chiefs game kicks off, I hope the Royals are up like 7-0 and we can just sit back and enjoy the Chiefs game at that point. I don't think that's the way it's going to be because it's playoff baseball and you don't see that a lot. But God, can we just have something for once that we can just sit back and enjoy a playoff game and not have to sweat it out? When was the last time we actually enjoyed a playoff game on either side of the parking lot that we didn't have to sweat out? Game 6 when Yo pitched against the Giants?
Who did the Chiefs play in the divisional round last year or the first round? Because they didn't have a bye.
No, they didn't have a bye. They played the Dolphins, though.
But
you sweated that one out.
No, I didn't. It was too cold.
It was too cold, yeah.
No, I didn't really worry. That game didn't really make me nervous at all. That game was over from the word go.
See, I was sitting there with nerves, too.
Really?
And the reason I hate Tyreek Hill so much. Yeah. I hate Tyreek Hill so much, I did not want to lose that football game. It was more about beating him.
I was never worried.
Yeah, that one. But, you know, that's just me. But, like a laugher? When was the last time we had a true laugher in the playoffs where we just sat back and went, oh, okay. Like last night, Dodgers, Padres, 10-2. That's a laugher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. We haven't had one of those in the
that
postseason.
That game was 16-7 at halftime.
The Dolphins game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a close game. Yeah.
They didn't score the rest of the game.
It felt like 25-7.
Yeah, I don't know.
They never scored again.
Yeah, it was still a close game though for a while there. Like I'm talking about a true blowout though. When was it?
26-7. Was
that the final of that game?
Yes, they never scored again.
It was pretty bad.
They couldn't do anything.
It was just a
maybe
weird
by the
game.
Second half I got more comfortable with it. I don't remember that one though.
Tua threw it 39 times for 199 yards.
That was a smart move in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah,
brother caught a pass from Tua of that game in the stands.
He did.
Yeah, he's still got the football.
That was only one of his 20 completions.
Yeah.
But the last time the Royals had a laugher, I think it has to be Game 6 with Yo on the mound.
Oh, he just dominated.
Has to be the last time, right? Because in 15, all the games were obviously fairly close, as we know, right?
Yeah. Before we get into DJ, I want to have like a little bit of a football topic here. Whose quarterback situation in the NFL after Sundays is worse?
Giants.
Jets or the Browns?
I
think both those teams would love to have Daniel Jones.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, just saying.
Yeah. How about the Giants winning after giving up a 101-yard fumble return for a touchdown? They still won the game. Still like, your odds are against you in that one. Seattle must be really bad. My dad was actually at my sister's yesterday, and they were leaving right before the field goal to win it, and they blocked it. They turned the car around and ran back inside.
No, I mean, I think by week five, you can figure out who's fraudulent and who's not. I mean, Seattle's a fraud. Pittsburgh's a fraud. Cincinnati's a fraud.
Well, no, Cincinnati is who they are. They stink. They're bad.
Well, you got to beat them to win the AFC.
Are the Niners frauds?
I think it's safe to say they're starting to go into that fraud category. But you know what? All the injuries that they've had and the uncertainty surrounding their running back, I can't say I blame them.
But I mean, that guy that's Mason filling in for him has been great.
He's been really good.
So I don't know what the excuse is there.
Yeah, he's been really good.
But the answer to the question, I think, is the Brown situation. Yes. I mean,
Jameis
Winston needs to play. And that's not just me being biased and trying to be like that guy that's like, oh, I love him because he's entertaining. No, he's just better than what you have at quarterback. Deshaun Watson is the worst quarterback in football.
He is. Yeah.
Like, I mean, the worst.
Especially when you factor in the contract as well, because it's all guaranteed money. So not only is he a terrible quarterback, a terrible teammate, a terrible human, but also he has a terrible contract on top of all of that you basically can't get out of. And so the Cleveland Browns, but they did it to themselves. I mean, that's on them. I mean, you know, when you make deals with the devil, what do you expect to happen?
Correct.
And that's exactly what they did. They made a deal with the devil, and this whole thing is coming crashing down. And him walking off the field when they were trying to get a fourth, you know, down play in or whatever, basically just quitting on his teammates yesterday is as bad as I've ever seen, man. It was really embarrassing for him and not for that franchise, because again, they've earned everything. But I mean, you're in the NFL and you quit on your teammates. Like, his other teammates and his guys inside that locker room should beat him up. Honestly, they should beat him
up. Like the Private Piles scene from Full Metal Jacket?
You knew exactly where I was going. You knew exactly where I was going with the soap and the sock.
You think he's seen Full Metal Jacket?
And not a chance.
No, I'm not.
Oh, gosh.
Not a chance.
But I don't think it's because it's too old. I think I just haven't seen it.
You just watch the first 45 minutes of it. It's the best first 45 minutes of a movie you'll ever see.
It's between that and Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Those two, Saving Private Ryan, is
my favorite movie.
Which, coincidentally, are war movies. I would also throw in There Will Be Blood.
I never saw
that movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis, baby. All right, let's get to our guy, Derek Johnson.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Monday at 7:25. We're always joined by your legend linebacker, number one in your hearts on the defensive side, Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers Local number 2.
DJ, I got a weird question to start off today with, because Dusty and I were talking about like what we're going to do today. What's an athlete do on a day like today where you have a game later on? Like, how do you kill time getting to kickoff or first pitch today?
You know, I hate it. I hate it. I freaking hate it. I got deja vu all over again, reminding me. Just, you know, it's, you know, being an NFL player, you're a ball player. So you want to, whenever you have a chance, you want to get out there on the field, especially on game day, and just waiting around, being able, trying to be patient, trying to, you know, look over your notes and just, you know, at the end of the day, you're just ready to go out there and start swinging and go for it. But today's just going to be a long, drawn out day. But when it's kickoff, they'll be ready.
So if you're inside that Chiefs locker room, do you have the Royals game running that starts at 6:30 to find out kind of what they're doing and get your mind off it that way? Or is it strictly just football business?
Oh, it depends on who you are. It depends on who you are. I would have to, I would probably put the Royals game on a little bit. That would definitely help me just to clear my mind. Because when I get out there on the field, I'm all about ball. There won't be any distractions or whatnot. But yeah, it depends on who you are.
Yeah, and you were here, obviously, in 14 and 15 when the Royals went on that run. And, having that synergy of the city is great with both teams doing well.
We love it. We really love it. If there's no jealousy or anything, just trying to figure out, you know, who's better or what, you know, it's really a team atmosphere. Like, we go for them just like they go for us. And being able to go to those games during that era, it was awesome. I still can remember taking my kids, wife, and just enjoying the moment and just being a Royals fan. That's pretty cool.
When you watch Derek Carr play football today, do you think that he's kind of found a step in New Orleans, or is he going to show up at Arrowhead tonight and do what he always does in Arrowhead, and that's, you know, not show up?
I was thinking about that the other day. I honestly, he has found a place for him. I have a lot of respect for Derek Carr. I've seen a lot of Derek Carr, and until proven otherwise, man, you affect Derek Carr by putting hands on him, being able to push him around a little bit, get him uncomfortable in the pocket, and we have plenty of rushers that can do that. And I think it's the same old Derek. I really do. Especially, I think he's going to come to Arrowhead and say, okay, the deja vu again.
What is it like? Kind of explain the psyche. Like, we were talking about Aaron Judge earlier. He stinks in the playoffs. Derek Carr stinks here at Arrowhead. like how big of a mindset is it? Like, how do players try to overcome that kind of mindset where they go into a place and they know they're no good?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you.
You know, we as players, sometimes we don't we take for granted that mindset. A lot of us have that mindset and that strong to overcome certain things, especially when things don't go your way or it doesn't favor you. It kind of, for your psyche, it hurts your psyche. And for Derek Carr, being at Arrowhead hurts his psyche. I just know that. And obviously, he's going to try to get going early. He's a veteran quarterback, so I'm sure he has some things that's going to help him. But at the end of the day, he's had a lot of bad moments in Arrowhead, and I don't think it's changing, honestly.
No, I don't either. Now, let's look from an offensive standpoint, too, for the Chiefs. Losing our number one receiver in Rashee Rice hurts big time. I look at it as an opportunity for others to step up. How do you look at it?
Yes, you have to. And I think the Chiefs do the best job. It's just adjusting on the fly. Even the most inconvenient year was 2020, and we won the Super Bowl. So we know how to handle adversity, and especially Andy Reid and what he brings to the table. Now, will it be hard? Will we have to figure it out? We will. We have to lean on defense a little bit more. That's fine. We know we can do that. So there's no panic or anything. Maybe a little concern on, you know, how we're going to figure this thing out. But that's what we get paid for. You know, if you can only coach the players that start out the season, and you got this perfect roster, and if nothing adjusts, you can coach your butt off. But if you can't, you can't coach somebody that, you know, that's a second, third string, then, you know, you gotta earn your keep. So we're going to earn our money this year.
You know, it's you mentioned Andy with adversity, right? And everybody always talks about how he's great at handling all this kind of stuff and whatnot. What makes him good at that? What does he do to handle these situations?
Well, just knowing Andy gives you a self-confidence that you didn't even know you had. Just because he's a coach that believes in you. Yeah, he talks to you a certain way. He gives you that confidence, so you're very prepared when you get out on the field. When a player's prepared, he can really go out there and do his best, right? Coach always talks about let your personality show regardless of who's out there. And he, you talk about preparation and talk about a good plan and just talk about an offensive guru. What better situation for a coach, for an older coach, to just hone this team in, especially, you know, losing that number one receiver, just figuring it out. And over the years, I mean, every year we have something come up like this or something that's inconvenient or doesn't favor us, and we just kind of overcome it each year. And this year will not be any different.
Derek Carr's overall record against the Chiefs, DJ, is 3-14. He's 1-8 at Arrowhead, just for reference. Also, does he spell his name wrong?
He definitely spells his name wrong.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah. I don't know if he was, because it's either RR or EK. And I think, like, yeah, he spelled your name with the, you know, the two R's a little bit better of a Derek.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's a writer. You know,
right? No, yeah, I was going to say, in this game, in all seriousness, when you watch how this defense does its thing, it seems that the Chiefs kind of, and maybe I'm just like watching from a fan base, obviously I don't know how the game works, but like the bend don't break thing, like that Bob Sutton does, like the other team always seems to kind of march down the field, their first 15 scripted, and then it's like we never see them again. And we were just talking about the Miami game last year in the playoffs, as Bob was like, oh yeah, that game made me nervous. Like, the Miami Dolphins scored 7 points, and then they never scored again in the playoffs. And then we watched this game last week that the Chiefs played. It was like, ah, here we go again. Is there something into that to kind of like, maybe as a poker player sits down the table, I want to see if this guy will show me his tell. And then once you figure it out, like, Spags kind of just dials in on you.
Yeah, he does. Spags has done a great job since he's been here at the Chiefs. And just being able to adjust on the fly, that's what it's in-game adjustments are big time in the NFL. Like that 10 to 15 play script that you come out with. When I was playing, if a team couldn't score, if a team couldn't move the ball on the first possession, I'm thinking in my head, oh, we're about to clobber you guys. That's not the intel. Don't get me wrong. If they do score, mm-hmm. you get on the sideline, you say, hey, guys, they're doing this, this, and this. And then the second and third series really allows you to say, all right, can this team move the ball on us? Well, you know, who's coaching their butts off? You know, what players have figured some things out? And Chiefs, for some reason, second, third series after the first one, they're pretty darn good.
It seems like this is clearly becoming more of a defensive league than it has been in the last 10 years. And Brett Veach was seemingly ahead of that curve, as he is with everything, DJ. Like 2 years ago, they started drafting first-round players on the defensive side of the football and continue to load up talent there. Did Brett Veach see this coming, or are we just, like, you know, lucky that we have all these good defensive football players and now what is a defensive era?
Man, a little bit of everything. You got to give your hats off to a young GM like Veach. Just being able to have so much success. It's one thing to have success, but when you have it consistently like he's having, he's doing something right. And he's operating at a very, very high level. So it's kind of cool to see. And, I mean, you have Pat Mahomes on one, you know, on the offense side. Don't get me wrong, I can name a few other guys on the offense side, but to actually load up on the defensive side, that's, I think, is genius. Mm-hmm. And you got to get people to get after the quarterback, because you have a guy like Pat Mahomes that's going to score and just going to be efficient when it comes to offensive side of ball. So people are going to throw on us, so we have to affect the quarterback. How do you affect the quarterback? You get really, really tough DBs, and you get some guys that can get after the quarterback.
So what you're saying is sometimes your best defensive player can be your offensive player.
Absolutely. Okay.
That's right. I listen to you. Hey, last one real quick. What do you like from Leo Chenal this year, who I think is the unsung hero of this Kansas City defense?
His ability to be tough, strong, stop the run. You know, that's what when I think of Leo Chenal, that's what I think of. And then you say, oh, he can pass rush. Oh, mm-hmm. you put him, you know, on the line. Oh, he's dropping back. I'm like, oh, he can play all the linebacker positions. You need that in the NFL. You really, really do. I've played 14 years, and you see a couple guys. Not a lot of people can do that. He can play inside or outside. And to have that kind of that Swiss Army knife helps us when it comes to depth and having quality linebackers on the football field that you can move around. So that's so true. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, DJ, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the Chiefs game tonight. And
I'll be down there today. So I'll see y'all.
All right, there we go. Hey, we'll enjoy it. And don't try to get too many goosebumps when you hear that crowd start getting up to that 143 again.
I'm gonna get goosebumps.
Oh, I believe it.
Sure.
All right, man. We'll take care. We'll talk to you next Monday. Derek Johnson going to be in the house.
In the house tonight, right?
Is he banging the drum?
I think Jamal's banging the drum tonight, right? Yeah, so he's here to support his Longhorn
guy. Longhorn buddy. Derek Johnson brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community Credit America Credit Union, member, owner, open to all, invest in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number two. I love that the best offensive weapon can be the offensive player.
It could be. Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. It really can be. And the best defensive weapon could be a great offense, too.
Right, because you think about the other team off the field. Right, and then you also think about other teams that are like, well, we don't want Mahomes to have the ball.
Right.
Well, now your offense is worried about the other team's offense, which makes them almost a defensive unit because you're not worried about what's in front of you, and then that's when Spags hits you out. I feel like, again, like Derek Carr's numbers, I'll bring him up, but he's 1-8 in Arrowhead.
What was the one win? I don't even remember.
Circle the Bus.
Oh, that's right. The Circle the Bus.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
His one win, that's right. They did that.
And they did that. Was it COVID that they did that? So they got
2020.
So Derek Carr's only win came in front of like 25,000 fans and cardboard. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I'm just making sure I got that right. I don't want to go out there and say Derek
Carr.
But it happened. Yeah. No, it did.
Yeah.
But like, one if that eight. Stadium is filled, they probably don't get the win that day because Derek Carr poops his pants because he's a pants pooper.
I mean, 1-8. That's just,
you know, I mean, it's bad. I mean, what's worse, Aaron Judge in the playoffs or Derek Carr at Arrowhead?
You could just say Derek Carr versus the Chiefs. He's 3-14.
Yeah, he's terrible against
the
Chiefs.
He won his first year. He won in 2020, and there's another win somewhere along there. His numbers aren't terrible, but he just doesn't do well against
the Chiefs. They don't win. They just kind of collapse. But
he's kind of in charge of that.
Yeah, I mean, you're the quarterback in the NFL. You're judged by your wins. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, like every other sport is a little bit, that maybe goalies in hockey, but other than that, like, quarterbacks are judged solely by wins and losses, and if you have more wins and losses and have playoff wins, you're considered great. Derek Carr doesn't have any of those.
Hey, this is your time to shine. 913-586-7965. Bob wants to hear from you. He wants to know what you're doing tonight for the game.
That's right. Just tell us everything you're doing, how you handling the night, the games.
Are you going to buy another TV? Because I did go to Target the other day and saw
a guy at the store the other day buying a TV. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm buying an extra TV. I go, how much? He goes, it's like under $200.
Dude,
why wouldn't I?
It was $239 for a 50-inch Vizio at Target. I mean,
they're such disposable products now.
That's right.
Remember when they first came out with the HDs, thousands of dollars these things? Now you're buying one every third day because you're throwing them out.
Or you're using them for a computer monitor.
Yeah, right.
Still don't have one in here. 913-586-7965. Bluetooth your car. Call into this station. I want to hear from you. So does Bob. We want to know what you're doing for the game. 913-586-7965. Call on in on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
If you want to be.
Loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right.
Woo!
Tonight you can hear the Royals on 610 AM. You can hear the Chiefs pregame here on 96.5 The Fan. You can be at your house watching both on two different TVs. We'd like to hear from you. 913-586-7965. What are you going to do for the game tonight?
Is this one where you said, you know what, I had tickets to the Chiefs game, but I can't go because I want to watch the Royals? I wonder how many people are going to do that and try to sell their tickets because they want to watch both of these games.
I got a feeling I feel like there's also a fan that we're forgetting. Let me tell you about this fan here, Mac.
That's right.
I feel like there's a fan that's going to be in the parking lot, which is where I would be, that's going to have the game on a TV at a tailgate. And then you put everything together and then you go into the game and the game goes on your phone. You're just kind of sitting there waiting for the thing. And then they do the national anthem. You kind of put it on the other side, do the whole thing. And then home of the Chiefs, go back to the Rose game. All right, here we go.
Right.
I think that's what a lot of fans will be that are going to the game. I think you'll have a lot of people like, hey, we're starting the tailgate at 4:00. Royals pregame comes on at 5:30. We'll have we'll have Vern on, all this sort of stuff. We're ready to go, baby.
Right.
I think there's a lot of that fan. 913-586-7965.
What percentage? I'm just going to throw this out there, and I want you guys just to guess. What percentage of fans at Arrowhead tonight will be 100% just focused on the Chiefs and not the Royals?
35.
Okay, I was going to say 25.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I honest to God, have no idea what to expect. I think once you get into that stadium, your mindset is on the game that you're watching right then and there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're passively paying attention to what's going on. I don't know. I'm just kind of talking through this. I don't know.
I'd still be opening my ESPN app, though. I got to check the score.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or you can just watch. I think it's on the Max app tonight, or you can listen Odyssey app well. And listen there. You can listen to the Royals game while you're at Arrowhead watching the Chiefs play and get kind of the best of both worlds on that one
Did he say so, Max Ass?
Max app.
I thought he said you can watch it on Max Ass
app. I know.
There's this crack that keeps dividing the strike zone.
And I'm really just speaking to my wife right now because I know she's going to say later, what? How can I watch the game on my phone? Because we got running around with the kiddos beforehand. Yeah. She's dialed in. The Max app is where you can watch these games.
Oh. Somebody says, hope people around me don't spoil the Royals game.
What do you mean? Oh, come on.
You're recording it?
Sorry, man. That's stupid on you really think you're going to a Chiefs game with the Royals in a playoff game and nobody's going to mention what's going on in the Royals game? Come on.
They're
going
to put an update on the scoreboard. Like, you're going to have to see it.
Well, I was going to ask.
Unless they're losing, then you don't update it on the scoreboard.
That's true.
If the Royals are losing, but if the Royals are winning, that you're going to show highlights. If you want to avoid the Royals and just watch the Chiefs tonight, sit in a closet, turn all the lights off, and just turn the Chiefs on, and then watch the Royals at a later
full
day.
Aaron Rodgers retreat.
Yeah.
From the 913, I feel like I'm in the minority here, but Royals playoff game trumps Chiefs regular season game. I don't think you're in the minority at all.
God, no.
No, I don't. I mean, look, I am more jacked up for the Royals game against the Yankees than I am for the Chiefs against New Orleans. Now, again, look, I'll be honest with you.
We're talking week 5 NFL versus NFC versus elimination type game against the Yankees.
And you can call me a BSer here. I promise you can. I don't care if they're playing Buffalo, Houston, Cincinnati, Baltimore. If this game was still Chiefs and whoever and Royals, Yankees game 2, ALDS, doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm still watching.
It's playoffs versus regular season.
Because
I don't think that's the minority at
all. You can't tell me if it was playoff because it just can't happen. Like, you can't have playoff baseball and playoff football at the same time.
Well, unless, baseball gets its way and extends the regular season into December and then has the playoffs in January.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can't have it. But no, I don't think you're in the minority at all.
I think the minority is those focused just solely on the football game.
I went over to say hi to Nikki and Ponch, and they were both in Royals gear. And I was like, I was like, Ponch, you're always rocking Chiefs. He lifted up his Stanley. He's like, I got this. I was like, that ain't Chiefs though, man. You're rocking blue. They're both wearing Royals shirts.
My wife wore one blue shoe and one red shoe to teach the kids
today.
Right?
That's awesome.
And my daughter said she looks stupid, right? Of course, my daughter's a freshman in high school, right?
Right.
My wife teaches elementary PE, so she's got one red shoe and one blue shoe on. It's cool, right?
Yes.
She's got her Royals and Chiefs stuff going on as well. I think the whole city's dressed like the three of us are today. Red and blue.
Yep.
And nothing matches, and that's fine.
It matches this town.
It matches today.
Yeah.
It matches today, and today is what matters.
So, fingers. Oh, I'm on TV.
Oh, yeah. That's the internet. You're fine.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, have you seen what's on the internet these days, Dusty?
Yeah.
You giving the finger is not that big a deal.
Fine.
You're burning it, dude. Luther burning it.
The internet has some weird things on it these days, You can pay money to look at people's feet on the internet.
Ooh.
Okay.
God.
So give the finger all you want.
Okay.
I mean, that's from me on the internet, not on the air. Then the boss may say something different, but hey.
From the 816, 100% minority. Royals are secondary to Chiefs. Doesn't matter time.
Okay.
Okay.
That comes from a JB up in Parkville.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's playoff baseball also, versus regular season football. There's no comparison.
Versus the New York Yankees.
Versus the Yankees.
Come on.
Yeah, and a must-win game.
And our ace is on the mound tonight.
Yeah,
get
like
ready.
I mean, like, as much as we love football, I would imagine Andy Reid's going, can we start this game a little bit later so we can see what's going on with the Royals? You know, like he's a huge baseball fan as well. Mm-hmm. If Andy Reid wasn't coaching a game tonight, he'd be right in front of the television watching the Royals.
I saw another person on the text line that brought up what I said in the break. Royals parlayed with Chiefs winning money line was at least what I say 225.
225 was very low.
Somebody says they have 227. The way to make it juicier is you have to take the Chiefs for the spread, which is 5.5, but the Chiefs never cover the spread. They just cover the money line every time. They're not good against spread.
No, they're not. So I wouldn't be betting the spread against the Chiefs tonight. But if you want to find a fun parlay, maybe that's a little bit of the way to go with the Chiefs and Royals. I'm sure there's going to be a lot in the state of Kansas, but in Missouri, you can't yet.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
Again, I think the people are right though. Like, somebody says that they're going to the game tonight because somebody just didn't want to go. Here's my ticket. They said tickets are cheaper online right now. Like, I don't know if you want to type in on StubHub and see what the Chiefs ticket costs now. I
mean, we can find that real fast.
I bet you get a ticket right now less than, what do you think? Less than $85?
I'm going to say less than $125.
Which is great. Yeah. Like for a Chiefs game on Monday Night Football.
Let's see here. Tickets. This is according to ESPN, the lowest available. Oh, my.
What is it?
101.
Where's that at? Upper deck?
Upper level 308.
Okay,
row
so that's
35.
High up.
Upper level 341. Row 44 is 103. Let's see. Lower level, you can get in the door in section 120 for $3,120. If you're interested in that.
No.
Yeah. Middle level, the 200 levels, 378, 318, 289.
Okay.
Lower level, here's one in the end zone, section 128 for 164.
What do you think would be the most expensive ticket if the Royals were in town and the Chiefs were? You think club level 50-yard line, or do you think dugout suite? I guess that's kind of an anomaly.
I don't know. What's interesting is that the Royals' prices for the playoffs are the fourth most expensive in baseball. Mm. They're more expensive than going to see the game at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Mm.
What's today's date? The 7th?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Today is my buddy Todd's birthday. How about that?
Happy birthday, Todd.
Tomorrow is my father's birthday.
Let's see. Yankee tickets tonight you can get in for as low as $81.
Jeez, that's New York money.
To go see the Yankees and Royals on a Monday night, $81 are the lowest price tickets there. So it's still more expensive to get into the NFL game.
Good God.
I'm going to lose my fantasy football league of $300 to Bruno and Todd.
Nobody on planet Earth is giving in Monday Night Football tickets to go watch the Royals embarrass themselves again. And the Royals suck. They showed you that last game. They don't deserve to be there.
Oh, my God. They're going to win now because of that guy. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so if the Royals suck, what does that make Aaron Judge?
Mm-hmm.
Because Aaron Judge sucks.
I don't understand why do you have so much hatred towards the Royals?
They're mad? Because they're football fans, and that's fine, and I get it. Some people don't like baseball. Some people don't like basketball. Me. Some people don't like football. I don't know who some people are, but they are. But some people just love certain sports, and they think anything else gets in the way of that sport. This is what happens when you're in a winning town. You got to decide, which team am I going to root for? Which team am I going to watch? Oh, but you don't have to make that decision.
Exactly.
Plop up two TVs and enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're angry today, why?
Like, why does that?
This is a great day, man.
What
tomorrow
merits?
Could suck, but today is a great day. Yes. They both lose.
I don't understand what merits that text.
I don't either. I don't get that. Like, today, you should be waking up today going, my God, we are going to be the center of the sports universe, but also the universe today. We've got Monday Night Football here. We've got Royals and Yankees at Yankee Stadium in an essential must-win game for the Kansas City Royals with their ace on the mound. I mean, what could be better, man, than being right here, right now, watching these two games tonight and getting ready to have some fun? Mm. This is what we've asked for my entire life. Give us a good baseball team and a good football team at the same time.
Yep.
And we've got it. We got the Royals in the playoffs against the Yankees. We got the Chiefs home on Monday Night Football. And we got people with poop in their pants.
I have a text I want to get to on the other side because it goes against what they're asking. I'm Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.